Here's a 5'2" package from home, Judy Garland.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight.
Hey everyone, this is Mindy. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Old Time Radio. Next in our Judy Garland series is her appearance on Command Performance, aired July 28th, 1942. The MC for this program is Cary Grant. I was excited to see him come up because I've had an opportunity to watch a few of his movies for the first time very recently. Truth be told, I recorded a couple of them because they were directed by Alfred Hitchcock, whom I'm a big fan of. So the first one I watched was Suspicion, and that was with Joan Fontaine. Cary Grant plays a suspicious character. It's aptly titled. But I think he does a great job kind of weaving in and out of a character that you're not quite sure of his motivations. I thought he did a fantastic job with that. Another movie I was able to watch was North by Northwest, which is one of the big ones for both Cary Grant and Alfred Hitchcock. Watching that was entertaining additionally because I saw so many references in current shows and movies, actually. I thought that was a lot of fun, really well done. But my favorite of the three that I've watched recently was his role in Charade with Audrey Hepburn. And the two of them, I guess, were very good friends, and that shows their chemistry together is fantastic. The writing, the directing, the pace of this movie, it's all awesome. There's this sophistication to it, but it's so fun, and it's just a great movie. It's really one of my favorites. I think now, like, it's one that whenever it's going to be on, I'm probably going to sit down and at least watch some of it, because it just, the two of them together, they're fantastic. If you haven't seen Charade, definitely check that one out. We also have the treat of the Woody Herman Band in this one, which I've heard some of their music before. Woody Herman is obviously legendary at this point, but listening to this music, I was struck by how innovative it sounded. It's so interesting and different from a lot of the performances you get on these programs. And again, we referenced Les Paul last show or a couple of shows ago for having that same ability to forge a style for yourself that is just uniquely yours. I can hear his influence in other musical acts. And then, of course, Judy is there, and she's only there to sing one song, but it's Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Now, I've heard this song. You've heard this song. We've all heard this song for most of us for our entire lives. And it still made me cry. This performance made me cry because it was thinking about the context of World War II, hearing it from that perspective. It just all hit me, and the vulnerability and the honesty, I think, in her voice is what got to me. And I can't imagine how powerful that could be for soldiers overseas, for anyone caught up in the war, to hear that. It must have had tremendous impact. In fact, there's a book that I've been referencing. There's several books, of course, on Judy Garland, but this is just one of them. It's called Rainbow by Christopher Finch. I haven't read all the way through it. I can't recommend it as a whole because I haven't read it, but I have referenced it here and there. I wanted to share a quote from that about this song. Over the Rainbow had a special significance in Britain. The movie had been released there just as the British Isles became cut off from the rest of Europe by the Nazi advances of 1940. Over the Rainbow was accorded the reverence that is normally reserved for such establishment ditties as Rule Britannia and Land of Hope and Glory. The song was heard everywhere, in pubs, in theaters, and in air raid shelters. Because of it, Judy Garland had always been more, far more, than just another Hollywood star to the British. I thought that was a great passage to illustrate her significance to not just pop culture, but to a very fundamental element of morale, which is anything that could bring peace and hope in an air raid shelter. It had to be so special to her to be so special to them. So from July 1942, here is Cary Grant, Woody Herman, and Judy Garland in Command Performance. Thank you.
Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over, over there. Hello, Africa. Hello, North Ireland and Panama and Australia. Greetings to those islands in the Pacific and Atlantic, to our ships at sea. Salutations to each and every fighting son and daughter of Uncle Sam the world over, and to our brothers and sisters of the Allied Nations. It's command performance time in the USA, so gather round to hear the stars of the American entertainment industry go all out to answer the requests of American soldiers, sailors, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen. And here is the first big star thousands of you have asked for tonight, your master of ceremonies, Cary Grant.
Thank you. Thank you, Don Wilson, and hello, fellas. You know, a lot of people in Hollywood can remember when the biggest thrill of a lifetime was getting a letter from a casting director. Now the biggest thrill is getting a letter from our new casting director, Johnny Doughboy, the director who cast this show. We like working for that guy, so let's start answering your mail. First, for the gang at APO 862, for Sergeant J.M., a very tough guy with a very tough job, a gunner on a bomber somewhere in India. For him, lovely Shirley Ross with a song for the AEF.
Ago this very night, I left the port of Cork, and on a ship from Old Erin's Isle, I landed in New York, without a friend to greet me there when a stranger on the shore. But I wore an honest Irish heart, and fortune came galore. Well, here I am back again on dear Old Erin's Isle, and my friends, they meet me on the quay, and they greet me with a smile. There was faces there that I surely forgot, for I was so long away. But my mother, she introduced them all, and this to me did say, shake hands with your Uncle Mike, my girl. Shake hands with your sister Kate. And here is the boy you used to swing with on the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbors and kiss the Barney's owl. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal. Well, they gave a party when I came back, and they came from near and far. And the road was lined for near a mile with Ivy Johnson cars. The whiskey flew like buttermilk to set our heads awhirl. And the piper played an Irish tune to greet the Yankee girl. So tomorrow out of the church I'll go, and wedded I will be to my tall and handsome Barney Von Sweet and Mickey McGee. For Mickey was true and faithful to his colleen o'er the sea, and we'll join the harps and shamrocks to the stars of liberty. There came Granigan, Flanagan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McCoppy, Malaki, Mahone, Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Dooley, O'Hooley, Madonley, Malone, Madigan, Shadigan, Lanahan, Flanahan, Fagan, O'Hagan, O'Hoolahan, Flynn, Shanahan, Lanahan, Fogarty, Hogarty, Shelley, O'Kelly, McGinnis, McGinn. Hand of me Uncle Mike, and the hand of my sister Kate, and I'll hug and squeeze as much as I please the boys at the garden gate. We'll invite all the neighbors to our wedding, great and small, and we'll live content and pain all right in dear old, dear old
Thank you, Shirley Ross. And thanks to Walter Scharf and the orchestra from Republic Studios, appearing through the courtesy of Local 47. Well, men, there's a stack of mail here. Choir? Well, men, there's a stack of mail here with return addresses marked Trinidad, Curacao, England, and from APO 860 and APO 959. One letter says, a lot of us Army slum burners would like to know what's cooking with a very funny guy who's done a lot of cooking in the movies. And we do mean the one and only Billy Gilbert. Well, boys, when last seen, Billy Gilbert had a white stovepipe on his head and a cook's apron around his perfect 54 waist. So, Mr. Scharf, A fanfare, please, and bring on Billy Gilbert. Hello, Billy. What's your trouble?
Oh, I just quit my job, you know. I not only did I quit, but I resigned, too. That woman I'm working for, she's the meanest. She's the nastiest. She's the ugliest.
Don't look now, Billy, but she's standing right beside you.
Not only is she the ugliest, but she is probably the meanest.
Shh, Billy,
she's the most repulsive.
Well, I like that.
You see, she's easy to please, too.
Billy, I'm afraid you're on your own. This is where I get off.
Yes, and this is where I'll tell him where he gets off. Listen, you, my guests are waiting for their dinner, and you walk out.
Well, I can quit if I want to.
Oh, no, you can't.
I can quit if I want to. And I want to.
Why?
Because I don't want to cook the kind of junk you want me I should cook for you.
What do you want to cook?
I want to cook the kind of junk I like to eat sometimes. She wants I should make that patty you can't eat it. I like plain stuff like hamburger steaks smothered with amyums.
With amyums?
With yum yams. With amyums? With yam. It's good with potatoes, too. Yeah, and sometimes I like to make some nice soup.
Some soup.
It's very good, some nice some cream of asparagus nuts. cream of expagnix mug. Cream of mux magnix, Max? Soup is good for you. And you know what I like better than anything else?
What?
Bims.
Bims? What are bims?
What are bims? Bims, you know, that you sit down on a table and you pick up your fork and everybody knows what is bims. Sure, he's got Boston Bock bims.
I never heard of them.
Ah, you know, bims, those little bit of lumps, you know. You know, he stands in the middle of the plate. You push away the ketchup, and there is the bim. She looks like she never pushed ketchup. Boy, she looks like a ketchup pusher, though. You know, it's just little. You eat them with a... You can... If they're loose enough. Millions of them. Of course, that's not like human beams, you know. Oh, no, that's another kind of beams.
I don't think you know what you're talking about. Can you make anything beside bims?
Maybe you're right. Yeah, I make a dessert, that's right. Oh.
What kind of dessert?
I make every kind.
Well, what kind?
Well, my specialty is Boston cream pie.
How's that made?
You know, that's it's a pie. It comes from Boston, I don't know.
How's it made?
You make it like you make pie. It's a cake.
It's a cake?
Yes. Yeah.
Then why call it pie?
Because you... I didn't call it. That's the name from it. If that's what you want, that's how you're going to ask so you can get it. If you don't ask like that, then when you get it, it's not what you want because you didn't tell him, and he's going to bring you something else, and you eat it, and you're full of it, and it won't even taste like it. You're full of something you don't even know what it is. Next time you'll tell him, and then when you get it, it's going to taste more like you can hate. Boy, are you mixed up. Boston cream pie is made with a big piece of cake like that.
Yes.
You cut out the inside, and then there's nothing in there.
Nothing at all?
Oh, wait a minute, will you? After a while, I'm going to push in a hunk of stuff. And that stuff is very loose, too. If you squeeze it, then it's going to be... What do you want to squeeze it for?
I get it.
You did, too. It was thick. Look how skinny it is now. You got to make it with the two pies, and you push the cake in...
That isn't what you said before.
Well, that's what I'm going to say behind. You push the pie behind the cake.
No.
You push the cake in front of the pie on top.
No.
On the bottom.
No.
In the middle.
No.
On the side, in the end.
No.
Well, it's got to go someplace. You can't just kick it around and you lose it, you know. Why do I talk to you? I don't want to work for you anyhow.
Oh, don't say that. You're such a cute little fellow.
Now, listen, don't touch my nose because that's one thing I... Don't never do that.
Don't do what?
Don't touch my nose.
Why not?
That makes me sneeze and I don't like that.
You mean if I just touch your nose like that, it makes you sneeze?
If you touch my nose anyways... Hit you. I'm gonna hit you. Ha ha. You see that? I'll cut it out.
Cut what out?
Cut this out to myself. Hit you.
Thank you, Billy Gilbert. And make no mistake about that lady, fellas. Billy Gilbert does take orders from her because that was Mrs. Billy Gilbert. Now, boys, it's jam session time right about now. So for hundreds of you at APO 810, 845, 957, 848, and 813. For those 12 sailors at Pearl Harbor who wrote on July the 4th. And for ECH on the USS Utah, we give you one of America's greatest bands, the tune Amen, and the band Woody Herman.
Thank you. careless man, the cause of trouble since the world began. Take my chicken and my ham gravy too, but I draw the line when it comes to Bessie.
Woody Herman and all your boys. And now, fellas, here's a letter from Corporal J.R.B. somewhere in Australia. It goes like this. Dear Command Performance, my job is calling the shots when we sight a Jap submarine or battleship. And we do some pretty fair calling in our outfit. But back in Lincoln County, Nebraska, I used to be a pretty fair hand at another kind of calling. So how's about a load of my favorite art? Hog calling! Well, Corporal, your wish is our command. Those hogs are way up there on the South 40, so let her go.
Toy! Pig, 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 pig! Toy!
Back to Margaret. Well, fellas, I know that almost every one of you has a special sweetheart that you write to. But here's one of the favorite sweethearts of the AEF that nearly all of you write to. Judy Garland. Come on, Judy.
Thank you, Cary Grant. I'd like to say hello to you fellas in Trinidad and to 8 officers at Chaka Chakery for that June 30th letter. Thanks to Soapy at APO955 and my best to his reets. And you men at APO862, those recorded requests you sent in are wonderful. Love to you boys at APO957. Hats off to Corporal SK and the gang in Rio Hato. Hello, Haggerty, and hello, McNally. My best to the boys on the USS Decatur, to APO801C, to 3 pineapple soldiers at Fort Shafter, and to you fine people in Great Britain who write me such lovely letters. My goodness, I'll run out of breath. So love to you all everywhere, and thanks so much. And here's Over the Rainbow. Where you find
thoughts fly beyond the rainbow. Why, oh, why can't I?
Thank you, dear Judy Garland. Now, you fellas in Australia and India, in Panama and Hawaii, and on the ships at sea, each one of you who has written into Command Performance to request a very lovely and very charming star can now turn to your buddy and say, "See, I told you so." For tonight, Command Performance presents Ruth Hussey.
Yes, fellows. In the worldwide spotlight of Command Performance, it's lovely Ruth Hussey as Mrs. Rumpelmeyer and Cary Grant as Mr. Rumpelmeyer in a little drama of domestic life entitled Another Man's Family. The story of the sweetest, most lovable, nicest, darlingest family you ever met. As we look in now, we find the Rumpelmeyers in their living room. They're reading.
John, dear.
What is it, Mary, darling?
I was just wondering, dear, could you move the lamp a little closer to me?
Why, certainly, my sweet. I'll move the big lamp over to you, and I'll read by the small lamp. That is, unless you want the small lamp.
Oh, no, sweetheart. I'll take the small lamp, and you take the big lamp. That is, unless you want the small lamp.
Oh, no, 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 dear, no, no. You take the small lamp and the big lamp. And I'll read by the light of this match, piggy poo that I am.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Oh, my, my, there's Grandpa snoring again. Oh, he almost blew his head off. How old is Grandpa, darling?
Well, the couch is 15 years old, and Grandpa was sleeping there 5 years before we put it under him, about 82, dear.
Oh, my, my. Well, it's about time we had the couch upholstered.
Or Grandpa.
Oh, Mother, you're so sweet.
Oh, that reminds me, John, dear. You'll simply have to speak to Junior about his manners.
Well, why do you say that, darling?
Well, this morning, he pushed Grandma off the roof.
Well, did he? Well, now, it isn't a very high roof.
No, no, just 6 stories. And she looked so sweet going down.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Hello, Peter. Hello, Peter.
Junior, he's so sweet.
Oh, but you're sweeter than I am, Daddy.
Oh, yeah. But Mother is sweeter than we are.
Oh, but Grandpa's sweeter than the whole darn bunch of us.
Where is Sister, Junior?
I stuck her head in a barrel of molasses.
Oh, I'll bet she's so sweet. Oh, well, I'm glad you're here, Junior. Today is your birthday and also our wedding anniversary, and I have a big surprise for all of you.
What is it, dear?
I was fired today!
Were you really? Oh, isn't that wonderful? And we'll all starve.
Starving so sweet.
And I'm already hungry.
Oh, poor dear Junior. He does look starved, doesn't he?
If he hadn't had a square meal in the last 10 minutes.
Well, Junior, my little man, now if you're really hungry, run into the kitchen, and in the icebox you'll find a nice roast chicken and a big leg of lamb.
Oh, yummy. 1, 2, 3, O'Leary.
Oh, my, did he shut the door? Yes, he did. Look, won't Junior be surprised?
Why, dear?
Well, we haven't got any food in the icebox.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Daddy fooled me. Daddy fooled me.
Yes, yes, well, all right, Junior. That's enough. Now stop eating those colored candles.
But I have to.
Why?
Because they're in 6 delicious flavors. Cherry, orange,
ah, yes, yes, yes. All right.
Come in.
I'm terribly sorry to bring you this news, but I'm a truck driver, and I just ran over your son, Willie.
Oh, well, don't you worry. We have another son.
Another son, eh? Well, put him out in the street. I'll be coming by tomorrow. Goodbye.
Isn't that strange? We lose more children like that.
All right, everybody, stick him up.
Oh, who's that?
A burglar.
Yeah, hand over your valuables.
Oh, well, we haven't any valuables. But I'll let you in on a little secret. Grandpa has some gold hidden away.
Gold? Hand it over.
You'll have to dig it out of his teeth. Junior, get this gentleman an ice pick. He's so sweet.
All right, never mind. I think I'll be going.
Oh, just a minute. You dropped your gun. Here.
Thanks. But here, ma'am, you take it.
Oh, thank you.
You need it more than I do.
And you're so sweet.
Well... Whatever am I going to do with this gun? It seems a shame to waste it. Darling.
Yes, dear? Oh, sweetheart. You shot me. I'm done for. But before I go, there's one thing I feel I must tell you. Even if it's with my last breath.
Yes? What is it?
You're so sweet. Well, fellas, as Mussolini said when the bomb hit his favorite spaghetti factory, that winds things up. But we'll be short waving at you again next week at the same time. You can bank on that. Because we have a committee here in Hollywood that puts a 1A priority on those requests you send in to Command Performance. And this organization takes its name from that greater committee you're on over there, the Victory Committee. So long, boys!
Command Performance USA. The American entertainment industry salute to you fighting men of Uncle Sam's armed forces and your friends throughout the world. Thanks again for those letters. Keep them rolling into the station to which you are listening, and the answers will come rolling back to you each week and every week till it's over, over there. This is Don Wilson saying good night from Uncle Sam.